Hey guys, this is Dave Huber. I'm filling in for David Mitchell today, and it's good to be back with you. In today's episode, we're going to talk about three things you can do if you're worried about money.
Hey guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and president of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy to have you here. This is The Word on Investing.
There was a time in my life when I was drowning in debt. School loans, mortgage, credit cards, and car notes. My whole life goal was to pay off the debt by the time I died. So worrying about money is something I know about. I would dread answering the phone for a number I didn't recognize because it might be an awkward call from the creditors. I felt like a failure as the provider of my family. The stress was like a weight pressing down and making me feel boxed in, like my options were limited. I went to my father-in-law, who was a wealthy businessman, and I asked him to teach me how to be better at making money. And that's when he told me three things that would drastically change my relationship with money. Turns out anyone with money problems of any kind probably doesn't know one or more of these three things. So if that's you, buckle up because we're going to fly through them together so we can obliterate those money worries. First, if you're worried you won't have enough money, you're not worried about the problem because the problem is already there. You say, yeah, well, Dave, of course it is, because the problem is I don't make enough money. Nope. Not making enough money isn't the problem. Not making enough money is a symptom of the problem. It's like, okay, well, then what is the problem? The problem is you have the wrong idea about money. And because you have the wrong idea about money, you use it in the wrong way, which causes you to make less of it and leads to worrying about not having enough of it. It's time to throw out any preconceived ideas you currently have about money and take a fresh look at it for what it really is and how to use it. Money is a tool that people use to get stuff, and if you understand what that means, you'll begin to have the right idea about money. It's always used to get something else. Why? Because in and of itself, money has zero value. It can't feed you, it can't clothe you, it can't shelter you, it can't protect you. But you can use that money to get some stuff. You can get some food, you can get some clothing, you can get some shelter, you can get some protection. Anything, and hear me when I say this, anything you trade your money for is more valuable than the money you currently have. Because the thing you trade it for can feed, provide, protect, entertain, even enlighten you. You say, okay, Dave, but why is this important? It's important because people who have the wrong idea about money tend to try their best to hold on to their money. When I was drowning in debt, you know what I did? I spent tons of time looking for bargains, comparing prices, clipping coupons, stacking deals, doing everything in my power to spend as little as I possibly could. And what that did was it caused me to use all my time and energy trying to hold on to what I had instead of looking for ways to get more. Proverbs 11:24 says, "There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is that withholdeth more than his meat, but it tendeth to poverty." This verse can be directly applied to money. If you scatter it, it could increase, but if you spend all your time trying to hold on to what you've got, you'll end up in poverty. The hardest thing to do when you are worried about money is to stop trying to hold on to your money. It's all you can think about. But if you keep thinking that way, you have the wrong idea about money, and you're going to use it the wrong way, and you're going to worry about it. So the first thing you got to do when you're worried about money is you got to be like a Disney princess and let it go. And I don't say that to mean throw caution to the wind or don't budget. What I mean is you have to be careful not to go into hoarder mode. Be willing to use your money to get something because money can be used to get just about anything, including more money. Okay, so that's step one. Let it go. If you're wondering, like I was, how in the world am I going to do that when I know I won't have enough? Maybe you need someone, like I did, to help you remember that money, by itself, it's worthless, and that it's not your provider anyway. Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Whatever money you have right now is enough for the season you are in. "But Dave, I don't have any money." Then the season you are in is the one where God shows you money does not sustain you. He does. Step two, once we learn to let go of the money, we can begin using it as God intended. And one of the most important uses of your money is to buy back your time. You say, "But Dave, right now it feels like all I have is time and no money." So what do you feel compelled to do? You feel compelled to trade your time for money. And for a season, you might have to do that. It's like a bond servant who sells himself into slavery to become a bond slave, which means he's giving up his time to work for a master who will give him an asset so that he can begin to grow his wealth with that asset. In Bible times, it was a donkey, and the bondservant worked the fields. In modern day America, it's a job, and you receive an asset called money. So if you have zero money, it's time to get to work and make some money. But if you have a job, you don't have zero money. It may feel like you have zero money, but you get paid for that job. So begin to use that money in a very biblical way. Ephesians 5:15-16 says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil." Walking circumspectly means look everywhere, not like fools, but as wise. This word wise in the Greek, it's sophos, which means skilled. So look everywhere like a skilled person, redeeming the time for the days are evil. Redeeming means to buy back. Buy back your time. That is the first thing you want to begin to do with your money. Look everywhere for skills that can help you buy back your time, because you don't know how much time is left and things could get worse. My father-in-law saw me mowing my lawn and asked me why I was doing it. I told him, "Because the grass is tall." He said, "How long does it take you to mow your lawn?" I said, "Oh, maybe about 2.5 hours. He said, "How many days a week do you do it?" I said, maybe two. He said, "You know, if you took those 5 hours that you spend in a week and just spent 1 hour each day learning how to trade some stocks, you might be able to make enough money to pay a high school kid to mow your grass for you." I said, "Yeah, but then my grass would get tall until I figured it out." And he said, "Good. We'll call that motivation." Find something that you do that is not currently adding to your income. Ask yourself, "Can I just stop doing this thing and get some of my time back to make some money?" Then use that money to buy back your time and get the thing done without you having to do it. If step one is let it go, step two is buy back your time. And finally, step three, once you have your time, disconnect it from your income. Have you ever heard time is money? I used to believe it was true until I realized that saying time is money makes me value my money as much as I value my time, which makes it impossible to let it go, and I'll never buy any of my time back. Time is not money. Time is infinitely more valuable than money, which is why we have to buy it back. But then we have to disconnect it from our income. We do this by finding ways to employ our money without using our time. We can do this by investing in a business where we hope to make a profit off the time efforts of other people. Or, like if we own a business, we can disconnect our income generation by hiring employees to bring in a profit without us being there. You have an example of this in Matthew chapter 25, starting in verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway he took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 talent, he digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. We see here an example of a master who is supposed to remind us of Jesus, by the way, who leverages the work of his employees to bring in a profit. If you keep reading through the rest of the story, you'll see that the master calls his servants to do the very same thing, making them rulers over many and letting them live as he does. Our Heavenly Father has called us to work by his example. If you're worried about money, do not put your trust in the money. Let it go. Walk circumspectly, looking for skills to buy back your time. And then disconnect your income generation from your time, because the truth is, the worrying about the money is a trap designed to distract you from the real problem. You're running out of time. That's it for today. If you'd like to start taking meaningful steps towards buying back your time and disconnecting your time from your income generation so you don't have to worry about money, check out our Unlock the Stock Market Challenge. Go to tradeway.com and check out the banner at the top. We'll see you in the challenge, and then we'll see you in the market.